Hello everyone, we are starting Simon Reish Behei, reading Parshas HaShavua, the dinam of Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Targum. Okay, Reish Behei, once again, Rashi Tevos, reading Parshas HaShavua. So here we go. Says the Mechaber over here, Reish Behei, Aleph, a little bit of background, the Gemara tells Daf Ches in Meseches Brachos. Daf Ches Meseches Brachos says, Yisrach Lizar Lashem, it says, Damar Rav Yehuda, Breid Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Yona, Amar Rav Ami. Li'olam yashlim adam parshiosav imat zibur. Shnayim mikra ve'echad targum. One is supposed to go ahead and finish the parsha shavua with the zibur. We'll have to define all these terms. Va'filu ateres v'divon. Va'filu ateres v'divon. V'chol mashim parshiosav imat zibur. Marichin lo yomav u'shnasav. He says over here, if you makpin and shnayim mikra ve'echad targum, you're going to be mashim shnosav, and you're going to get arichos yomam for doing such a thing. Okay, now, from the Gemara, it sounds like Tzarech Lazar, it's a good Zahirus to do, once you do it, and you get a nice Gula, if you do it a Marech Yomim. But if you look at the Lashon Lemechaber, he doesn't say that like that. His Afal Pisha Adam Shomea Kalot Torah Kula, Kol Shabbos Tzibur. Even if one is Makbid, he goes to Shul every single Shabbos. And he hears Kriyas and Torah from the Tzibur, that's not good enough. Chayiv Likros La'atzimu Kol Shavua, Parshas Otu Hashua Shnai Mikra Ve'echet Targum, Afilu Ateres Adivon, he says over the Lashon of Chayiv. What is chayiv to do shnayim mikra ve'echad targum? So if someone asks, what is the first thing one is supposed to learn? He has no time. Okay? He's got some type of, summer job. He has no time really to learn. All he has a little bit of time. The first thing that one has to do is shnayim mikra ve'echad targum. Because that's the only thing that is mamshachiv. Obviously we have a chiv of Talmud Torah. But Matamad Chacham, you have a lot of it that we learn in Simen Kufn and Vav, all the thing. But let's say there's a week that's going to be such a crazy work, there's only one thing to do. Shnai Mikavecha Targum is the first thing, is that's a chiyuv to go ahead and do every single week, okay? So that is what we're doing, and that's the nafkamin over here. If it's chayiv, like the Mechaber tells us, so then you are chayiv to go ahead and do it. Okay? Fine. Now, there's obviously a lot of details over here that we have to understand. Interestingly, over here, the Mechaber does bring down the schools on it. Over here, he does not say anything about Marichin Yomav Ushnosav over here. But the Mishnah Berurah does. Sikot and Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah does mention over here, Likros Atzim Chol Shavua, Hainu, Shalo Yaktim Likros Kodam Oso Shavua. You should not be Maktim, you don't read. Okay, you don't start Shnai Mikra of Parshas Bemidbar while you're still in Bahar Bechukosai, and you don't start Parshas Noso until, yeah, we'll learn later on in the Simon exactly when the Zman starts. But you're not supposed to do it too early. V'gam lo yach, you should not do it too late. Titzarech la'ashlim parshiosav ima tzibur. The idea is to finish with the tzibur at the time of Kriyas HaTorah. V'cholam ashlim parshiosav ima tzibur marich no yom v'nushnosav. So it sounds like that's davki, even if you were makbid to go ahead and finish. You have to, let's say, Simchas Torah do it. You did it later on. Sounds like Dafka, the school of Marichin Lo Yomam Shnozav, when you're makbid to finish every single week in the right time, as the Mishnah Berurah points out over here. Now, okay, the end of the Gemara says, Vafilos Ataris V'divon. What in the world, what does it have to do with, why does it say Atafer Atfil Ataris V'divon? Okay, so that's found in the end of Parshas Matos. Okay, what's the idea over here? Why does it say Afilo Ataris V'divon? So there are two Perushim brought down over here in the tour, what it means over here, Afilo Ateres V'divon. Perush Rashi. Rashi understands over here why these words, Embo Tirgum. There is no Targum for these words, it's just the names of cities. And therefore, there's no Targum. So Rashi is saying, even though it doesn't have a Targum, you still have to read the Targum for these Pesukim. Therefore, Pesukim that don't have anything added in the Targum, you have to read that Pesuk three times. When you read the Targum, it's just exactly the Pesuk. Okay, Ateres HaDivon is written in the thing. Same thing, when you say this week's Parsha. We have, okay, when you go to the Nesiim over here, it goes through the same, it just mentions the names. Anytime just mentions the names, it goes and says the 12 Shvatim, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, you're not getting any Targum, but still, says Rashi, you still have to repeat the Pasuk again, so you would have to say it three times. Okay, it says the Torah over here, Lefiza, Filu, Reuven, Vishimon. Ukiyotzva, Tzarechli, Krosa, Gimel, Palmim. You'll do two Mikros, one Targum. The Targum is another Mikro, it'll be three times. However, Yesh Meforshim, there are the Yesh Meforshim in the Torah, Afil, that there's a Divon, even though in Targum Unkelus, there is no translation right over here, but there's another Targum, if you have the Mikros Gedolos, there's something called Targum Yerushalmi. In Targum Yerushalmi, it does bring down an extra parish over there at Teres HaDivon. V'yesh mefarshin, nak on Teres HaDivon, l'fishesh svarim shekatu v'hem Targum Yerushalmi. V'nak on Teres HaDivon, afo pishen tzrichin kokach Targum, even though it does not need that, it does add something. Okay, according to this, it's only places that at least one of the Targums adds something you should do, Targum Yerushalmi, where there is no Targum Unkelis for those Pesukim. Those are the two days over here. The Mishnah Berurah does mention. He first brings down Shitas Rashi over here. End of Sivkotan Beis. Okay, he says, it will be in a Kriya. It's like two lines from the bottom of page 125. And then the Mr. Bro goes on. Sivkot and Gimel, bottom of page 125. Says over here, Vidivo. Rotsa lomar, af al pi shein bo targum. What's the divo? Even though it does not have a targum, what didn't Ruvain the Shimonu kiyotzva? Sarchli kros the gimel pamim. That sheet this Rashi that we just said. And then he says, v'yesh machmirin, d'vat taros v'divon, sheyesh bo targum Yerushalmi, sarchli kros shama targum. Some say when you're there, the targum Yerushalmi, then you have to read that targum. Generally, we hold, like, sheet this Rashi over here. Those who are doing unkelis, it's good enough. Just go ahead and read Unkelus again three times, like the Stam Dea over here in the Mishnah Berurah. Now, going back to Sivkotan Beis. We'll see over here how to do Shnai Mikra. A couple of pointers over here. Sivkotan Beis says over here, Shnai Mikra. Don't read one time Mikra, ve'echad Targum, and then you'll just listen to the Shliat Tzibur, and that'll be your second Mikra. Doesn't work. El tzarech likros beis pami mikra chutzim hashisham mishliat zibor. Except what you heard, they create the Torah from the shliat zibor. You have to do two times, except for that. In lo shikara azgan came to fif. Unless you are also reading with your mouth at that point. Okay, we'll come back to this point in a second. Va'ayim v'magin arum sivkotin cheshikotav v'shim lachem chamudos dibidi yeved yotzei pav achatz v'mashisham mishliat zibor. The Magen Avraham brings down that Bidi Eved, if you just listen to the Kriyas of Torah, you would be Yotzei. However, he brings down the Yeshachon Shemechmir Afilu Bidi Eved, you have to read two times automatically. Okay? And that seems to be the Iker Psak over here, not Somech on the Magen Avraham over here, to listen to the second Kriya. However, Lekuli Alma agrees that if you read along with the Shliat Tzibor, that would count as a second Mikra. I mean, if you read one Mikra, one Targum, before Kriyas HaTorah, and then you read along with the Bal Korei, that'll count as your second Mikra, and it would be Yotzei Shnai Mikra Ve'echad Targum. That does not mean that that's the best way of doing it. Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Emetzel holds, not necessarily didn't Shnai Mikra, didn't in Kriyas HaTorah, better to listen to the Bal Korei than you to be saying yourself. You're supposed to listen to the Bal Korei, not so very Lechatchila, before Kriyas HaTorah, you should be doing Shnai Mikra Ve'echad Targum, two times Mikra, one time Targum, and then you listen to Kriyas HaTorah. That is the best way of doing it. If you got to Shabbos Kriyas HaTorah, and you've only done one Mikra, and one Targum, and you need a second Mikra, then you can be Yotzei if you read along with the Bal Korei. Better not to rely on the Magen Avraham that you just listen with your ears. Okay? That's what's going on over here. Then the Mishnah Berurah goes on, and says, brings down the following machlokas that we started before. How do you do, what order do you do the Shnai Mikra ve'echad Targum? Okay? Yesh omrim, sheikra kol pasuk beiz pamim v'targum alav. Some hold the best way of doing it is you do two times Mikra, then Targum. Okay? You do Mikra Targum every pasuk. Every pasuk you do Mikra Targum. They even have Svarim nowadays that set it up that way. You can buy a Shnai Mikra ve'echad Targum chumash. They'll bring the pasuk twice, the Mikra once, and you read through it and you can be Yotzi that way. Okay? That's the first opinion. Yesh omrim. She yikra kol parsha beis pamim, v'achar kacha targum. You read each parsha two times, and then the targum doesn't mean the whole parsha, like whole parsha of Nasa. Okay, it does not mean the whole, it means each parsha, every psucho stuma is considered a new parsha. Some do every aliyah, okay, but really the way that's started by the Torah, every space in the Torah is either a psucho or a stuma. You read through everything, you read two times mikra, ve'echad targum, you start reading mikra the whole thing. Let's say it's 15 psukim long. You read 15 psukim, and then you do targum, and that's how you're going to be yotzei. That's the way the Gra used to do it. Also, used to do it by parsha, each parsha individually. Now, listen, Mr. Berurah does say over here, after bringing down the two opinions. Heinu shikar kol parsha psucho stuma beisarach targum. Over Magen Avram shari tshuva mitzadim kidei arishon. Now the Magen Avram shari tshuva like the first of each pasuk. Over sefer ma'aser ravi tashagrog naglumar targum acher kol parsha psucho stuma the gra like the second way. Or acher makom shenir yotra hesekinin or other places where there's a hesekininian. Says the Mishnah Berurah uda avid kamar avid uda avid mar kamar avid. You want to do it like this? Great. If you want to do it like that, each way is going to be beseder gomer, and that's generally the klal moreno Rabbi Rav Nevinzal holds. And generally, shnai mikra echad targum shailas, that you have a choice in a lot of the shailas over here. Whichever way works best for you, each people's brain. That maybe for the gra worked better for him to do this way. The Magen Avraham worked better for him to do this way. Therefore, the ikar is to know shnai mikra echad targum. Like it is to understand the parsha and go through the parsha well. And therefore, if it works better for you like this, and it's more comfortable, then that's great. Either one is going to be beseder gomer. Okay, now. What about the order? One mikra, one targum, one mikra. Does it have to be two mikras, one targum? That we have to skip a little bit ahead to see if Katan Vav in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah over here, see if Katan Vav says the following. Three lines down. That's six, seven lines down. It says, Lo yikra targum tchilo ve'achar kach mikra. Do not read the Targum first and then Mikra. You don't chew the Targum first and then Mikra, whether it's Rashi or Unklus, you don't go through Rashi and the Parsha and then the root of the Psukim. Ela Yikra lechatchila shnai Mikra mikodem. V'achar kach Targum lechatchila to do two times Mikra and at the end you do Targum. Okay? That is the lechatchila. It sounds like that's the Psak of the Mishnah Berurah. In Os Yud in the Shard Tzion, it mentions that b'di'eved, you're yotzei if you do the Targum in the middle. If you do Mikra, Targum, and then Mikra. Okay, the Shartzi, the Mashma, then he only brings down a din, that it's only Bidiyavit. However, the Chazon Ish is known to say that that's why he did a Lechatchila. He would do Mikra, Targum, Mikra, why? So the second time you would do Mikra, he would already have the Targum, he would already have the Perish of the Chumash in his mind, so he would understand the Mikra better. That's the whole point of when you do Targum, is already understand the Mikra better. Therefore, he would do Dafka, Mikra, Targum, and then go ahead and do Mikra. Once again, Marina Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal says, each one should do the derech. That is the good way for him. That way makes most sense for him in order that he could be Yotze the best way. Fine. Good. Now let's just start Sivvays. We're not going to go through all Sivvays over here. Getting into what is going to be Targum. What is Targum? Discusses this, as more in the Pes Yosef discusses over here, in our Simon over here, the different sheetahs over here, is it Rashi? Or is it Unkelus? He brings down over here from the Rosh. Rosh Katu Sham Shiesh Mefarshim, do it in, we'll get to that in a second. Venir Shakar Perish Torah Yotziba Yidei Targum, Kemish Mefarsh Kol Bo Kol Milo Venilo Milo. If you read a Perish of the Torah, you're also Yotzei. What's that? That's Rashi. Rashi is, you're gonna be also Yotzei, because you're reading a Perish of the Torah. Fine. However, others say no. It's Dafka Unkelus, as he brings down over here from the Rishon to Einir Lariver of Amram. Viruno Trishakatu Shatargum Zochab Mipnation Nitan Bisinai. Why was Targum Unkelus chosen? Because it's Nitan Bisinai. There's an Indian of Targum Unkelus, so it's Nitan Bisinai. That's why Dafka we put Targum Unkelus. And then the Mechaber, the Beis Yosef, brings down at the end, after mentioning Rashi, after mentioning Unklis, V'yirei Shemayim Yatzadei Eskulam, V'yirei Shemayim, K'v'yo Shemayotzi, all the Shittas, V'yikra Targum U'Perish Rashi, and go ahead and do Targum Unklis and Perish Rashi, and you are going to be Yotzei this way. And that is what the Mechaber brings down over here, Siv Beis. Im Lamada Parsha B'Perish Rashi, Chashi K'mo Targum. If you read the parsha, like, it was already given that Targum Unklus is generally, when we say Shnai Mikrecha Targum, we're really referring to Unklus. That's what the Gemara is writing. That's Targum Unklus. However, the Chiddush is that you're also going to be Yotzei Karnaru with Rashi. That's what the Mechaber brings down. Chashi Kamot Targum. So therefore, Mikra Nidhi Paskas, like the Rishonim that holds, Rashi does work for Targum. V'yeri Shemayim Yikra Targum V'gam Perish Rashi. And then he brings down this idea of trying to be Yotzei. All the sheet doesn't go ahead and do Rashi, you get the Toals from Rashi, and you do Tonklus, you get the Toals from Unklus. Because obviously each one has something the other one does not have. Targum Unklus is, we see over here, Zachom Sinai, it was already given in our Sinai. We'll understand that a little better tomorrow when we see a Biralacha, and like next time when we see a Biralacha. Okay? And number two is, it is Mefarsh every Pasuk. There's Targum Unklus on every single Pasuk of the Torah. Rashi, on the other hand, obviously gives you much more Midrashim Chazal and much more understanding, especially for those who don't understand. Unkelus, okay? And number two, but on the downside of Rashi, is not Mefarish every single pasuk. Okay, therefore each one has an upside and a downside. Therefore the Mechaber says the best thing to do is to do both of them. Bezrat Hashem next time. We'll get to Lemaisa over here with Unklus and Rashi and then get into what about other Targumim like other Targumim like reading it in English and things like that. Bezrat Hashem Adkan for today.